Welcome back, everybody. Talmid Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us Barashi Chadashim V'Chol Osher Moed Korin Arba that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed we have four Aliyos, as we know. So says the Gemara Bam Yineula Bar Rav Me Rava Parashas Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Korin Osa. So the Torah reading for Rosh Chodesh, how is it divided among the four readers? So we know that there is going to be four Aliyos, and we know there's a certain amount of Pesukim. So how does this get divided amongst the different people? And the reason why we're asking this question, as we're going to see, is because there are a lot of different halachic factors that come into play here when trying to divide up the Aliyahs. Meaning, there has to be a minimum of 10 Pesukim. We also know that every Aliyah has to be at least 3. And we're now also going to learn that when you're starting a new section in the Torah, you can't start it and do less than 3 Pesukim. And you also can't leave over less than 3 Pesukim remaining from a certain type of section. So using all of these rules, we're going to have to figure out how we go ahead and split up these aliyahs when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Now, we know the reading for Rosh Chodesh, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yamartal Lehem as Karboni Lachmi Li'ishai. So the way that this is divided up is there's a section of 8 psukim. Then there's the section of Uvi Yom HaShabbat Shnei Chavasim B'nei Shana Timimim, which is 2 psukim. And then there's Uvrashei Chachichem Takruvu Lol Hashem. That's a section of 5 psukim. So we're trying to figure out how do we divide up the first section of 8 psukim. So Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yamartal Lehem as Karboni Lachmi Dehavan Timanya Psukei Hechinavid. So this first section, which is 8 psukim, so how are we going to divide it? Nikre trei tlasa tlasa psukim. So do we have two people read 3 psukim each, which would cover the first 6 psukim of the paragraph? But that can't be, because then pashalu trei. Then we're left with 2 remaining psukim in that first section of 8. Ve'in mishayim reparsha pachos mishosha psukim. And we are not allowed to leave over unread from a paragraph less than 3 psukim from that particular paragraph. So nikre arba arba. So are we going to have the first 2 people go ahead and read 4 psukim each, which would cover the 8? Then that's going to be a problem also, because then pashalu shiva. Then we're going to have 7 psukim remaining. Remember, we said there's 2 from Uviyom HaShabbos, and then 5 from Uv Rashi Chachichem. So that's going to be an issue, because Pashalu Shiva, Uviyom HaShabbos, Havyon Trev, Rashi Chachichem, Havyon Chamisha. And how are we going to divide up those 7? Because it really divides up 2 and 5. So how's that going to work? So Hechi Navid, Nikre Trey Meha V'chad Mehanach. So are we going to have the third person, the third Aliyah, is going to read 2 Psukim from the Uviyom HaShabbos section, and then 1 Pasuk from Uv Rashi Chachichem? That's not going to work also, because Ein Matchilim Parsha Pachos Mishosha Psukim. Because we don't start a Parsha, we don't start a paragraph, and read less than 3 Psukim in that paragraph. So Likre Trey Meha Utslas. So should the third Aliyah, should he go ahead and read the 2 psukim of Uviyom HaShabbos and then start the 3 psukim of the next paragraph? That's also not going to work, because then Pashalu Trei, because then there are only going to be 2 psukim remaining for the fourth Aliyah. So we're stuck. How are we supposed to divide up the reading when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? So Amar Lo, so Rava said to Uva Bar Rav, Zulo Shamati. So I didn't actually hear a halachic decision when it comes to the reading of Rosh Chodesh, but Kayotze Ba Shamati. But I did hear a question in a similar way, which could maybe be applied to our question as well. Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Tainus tells us. So basically what would happen was, is that there used to be certain Kohanim who were set aside to go do the Avodah, and then there were certain that were set aside for the Ma'amados. Ma'amados were the people chosen to represent the entire Klal Yisrael.
These were actually Yisraelim
that were meant for the Tzibor. So they were there just to daven, and they were divided into 24 groups. Each ma'amid, each group, they served on a 1-week basis. And what they would do is they would read from the Torah. They would read from the beginning of Bereishis, and they would have certain things that they would read. So on the first day, on Sunday's reading of that week, they would read the first 2 paragraphs in the Torah, which had 5 psukim and 3 psukim. So again, if we're going to have 3 aliyahs and there's only 8 psukim total, so they're going to have this same issue. So maybe we can apply whatever they did over there and use that for our question by Rosh Chodesh as well. So it did not, because it says in the Mishnah in Tainus, Bayom Arishon Bereishis Vihirakia, that on Sunday they would read the paragraphs of Vihirakia and Bereishis. Vitani Allah, and the Brisa taught about this, Bereishis Bishnaim Vihirakia Be'echad. So the first paragraph, which starts of Bereishis, that's divided by the first 2 people, and then the next paragraph of Vihirakia is just read by 1 person. Avinaban, we question this, Bishlam Vihirakia Be'echad. So I understand that the Parsha of Vihirakia, that could be read by 1 person, because ditzlas psukei havu. That's 3 psukim. Ela bereishis b'shnayim, but the Brisa teaches us that the beginning part is going to be split into 2 people. That bereishis, that's 5 psukim split between 2 people. Chamushim psukei havu. That's 5 psukim. Vetanya hakori b'tor lo yivchos mishlosh psukim. That you're not allowed to have an aliyah that's less than 3 psukim. So I understand when it comes to these ma'amados, you're going to have yihirakia. That's its own section of 3 psukim. That's fine. That could be an aliyah. But bereishis is 5 psukim. How are you going to split that up between 2 people? And it was said in answer to this over there, it said, Rav Amar Doleg. So Rav is of the Shita, that what you're supposed to do is you should go back. Meaning the first guy will read 3 psukim, the second guy will read the last pasuk of the first aliyah, and then the next 2 psukim, so that way he has 3 as well. This is actually what we do paskin with Rosh Chodesh. If you look at the laning, this is how we do break up the first 2 aliyahs. This is a Shita of Rav. Ushmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says that the third pasuk, the one which both of them are going to need, you should split that pasuk in half, and that way you're going to have 2.5 psukim for the first one and 2.5 psukim for the second one, and that's going to be good enough for three. Now the Gemara comes to try to discuss this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Why would we hold each way? So Rav Amar Doleg my time alo Amar Posek. So why did Rav not say that we should just split the pasuk like Shmuel said? Because Kasavar Kol Psuka Delo Paskei Moshe Anan Lo Paskin Anlei. Because Rav says that any pasuk which Moshe himself did not split when we were getting the Torah, any pasuk which was not split. Now it's interesting to note, if you just look in the Torah, it doesn't have the ends of psukim. That was later taught from Torah Shebaal Peh, but we assume that Torah Shebaal Peh was also taught at Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was told how to split up the psukim, he was told to split them up in a certain way, so we don't go and break it up in a different way. This is actually practical when we do Kiddush on Friday night. Some people say Vayira Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, but that's the middle of a pasuk. That's only taking part of the pasuk. So that's why some people say Vayara Okemesh Kosher Asavi Netov Maod, and then Vayira Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, so that way you're not breaking up the psukim in a way that Moshe Rabbeinu did not break them up. So comes the Gemara and says, if that's the shita of Rav, the Shmuel disagree. Shmuel Amar Paskin Anlei. The Shmuel really hold that you're allowed to divide up certain psukim. V'hamar Rabbi Chanina Kara, but Rabbi Chanina, who was the master of the text, he says, Tzar Gadol Hayali Itzal Rabbi Chanina HaGadol. I had to work really hard, says Shmuel, to have him allow me to go and divide up psukim. V'lo hitr li'lif sogal l'tino g'sho beis Raman. And the only reason he did allow me to go ahead and do so and to break up the psukim is just so I can teach the school children who find it very difficult to learn a full pasuk at once. So I broke it up into different parts, and that's the only time he allowed me, because they're doing it to learn. So if we see that Shmuel had such a difficult time splitting up psukim, and he was barely able to do it only in order to teach the children, so how can we possibly say that for the sake of these ma'amados, for to make the aliyahs work, he's going to allow you to split a pasuk? That'd be crazy. Answer the Gemara, no, hasam time am I. Why in the case of the school children did he allow it? Mishum de lo efshar, because there's no other way to teach them. Hachanami lo efshar. Here also, in the case of the aliyahs, what else are you supposed to do? You have a situation where it's going to be two psukim for an aliyah, and that's not going to work. So what else are you going to do? You have no other options. That's why you have to do this. So Shmuel Amar posting my time alo Amar doig. So Shmuel, who said that you split the psukim, why did he not just say that you should go back and reread the last pasuk, like Rav said? So gzer mishumai nechnasu mishumai yotim, because what we are afraid of is the people who come late and the people who leave early. They're going to see this and they're going to say, oh my gosh, we started this thing and didn't start with three psukim before and we only did two psukim, and it's going to look bad in that situation. So comes Gemara and asks, Meisvei, we have a question. Parsha shel shisha psukim korono sabishnayim. So if you have a paragraph of six psukim, so divide that and that could be two separate aliyahs, no problem. Meshel chamisha psukim biyachid. But if you have a paragraph of five psukim, that needs to be read by one person. This is shita of the Tanakhama. Kara Rishon Shlosha. However, if the first person already read three psukim of the five pasuk paragraph, Hasheni Koresh Naim Mi Parsha Zuv Yachad Mi Parsha Acher. So what you should do, the second person should read two psukim from the remaining paragraph, meaning the last two, and then he should read one extra pasuk from the next paragraph to go and complete a total of three psukim. Yesh Omrim Shlosha. However, the Yesh Omrim disagree, and they say that the second reader should read three psukim in the next section. Lefisha Ein Matchilim Parsha Pachus Mishlosha Psukim, because you should never just start a parsha and only read one pasuk. You gotta start a parsha and read three psukim. So this is a machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Yesh Omrim. Let's say, bidyevet, someone already did an aliyah of three psukim when it was a five pasuk paragraph. So what do you do? So the Tanakhama says you read those remaining two psukim and just one more pasuk, and the Yesh Omrim say you need to read those remaining two and then another three psukim, because he can't start a paragraph and not read three psukim. Misa, now comes the Gemara and says, if Rav or Shmuel were correct, and their machlokas was really the true machlokas, l'manda amar doleg nidlog, l'manda amar posek nifsok. Why is this the machlokas about what you should do? Just continue reading. That it should either be doleg or posek, just like this whole machlokas Rav and Shmuel. It seems like they're both wrong. Answers going to know. Shiny hasam de'efshar b'hachi. It's different over here. This Bryce is talking about a situation where you are able to go ahead and add a next paragraph. Meaning, because we're talking about a Monday or a Thursday where it's always ba'oso inyan. It's always on topic to just continue in that parsha of that week. So you can just go and start the next section. Now the question is when you're going to start the next section, how much of the next section do you have to read? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshuv, and Levi Halacha Ki Yesh Omrim. The Halacha is like the Yesh Omrim, that once you're starting a new paragraph, you need to read at least three psukim in that paragraph. Now comes the Gemara with another Halacha. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshuv, and Levi. Just as you're not allowed to begin a paragraph and read less than three psukim, so too you're not allowed to leave unread in a paragraph less than three psukim. You can't just read everything except for the last two psukim or the last pasuk, that's not going to work. Ask the Gemara Pshita. This is obvious from the first ruling. We should know that this is obvious because Hashtoma Adchalta Dekamekel Tanakama Machmir Yeshomrim. Now, when it comes to the beginning of a paragraph and reading less than three psukim, where the Tanakama is Mekel, and he says you only need to read one, and the Yeshomrim are Machmir, so Shiur de Machmir Tanakama Lo Koshkein de Machmir Yeshomrim. So when it comes to leaving over where the Tanakama is going to be Machmir, then of course the Yesh Omrim are going to be Machmir. So this should be obvious. We shouldn't need to teach that you're not allowed to leave unread less than three psukim. It's not gonna, it doesn't teach me anything. This should be totally obvious. It says the Gemara, no. Mahu detema nichnas in shlichei. Really, we need both halachos, because you might have said that people coming late, okay, that's pretty common. So that's why the Yesh Omrim were Machmir, that we shouldn't start a paragraph and read less than three psukim. But yotzin lo shlichei, deman chay sefer Torah v'nafke. But it's not so normal that people are just gonna leave once the sefer Torah is out. Of course, they're not gonna leave. So that's what we might think, that therefore we wouldn't need that second zera kamash malan. Then no, just like you're not allowed to start a parsha and leave over three, and not read three psukim, you also can't leave over less than three psukim from a parsha that you had read. Now, ask the Gemara on the Tanakama. The Tanakama, Maishna Shiyurei Dilo, Mishum Yotzen, Atkuli Namigzer, Mishum Achnin Knossin. So the Tanakama is very worried about people who are going to leave in the middle, and that's why he's much more machmir about making sure you don't leave over less than three psukim as opposed to what you actually have to start a paragraph with. Why is he not worried about people who are going to come late and say bad things? Why is he only worried one way? So answer the Gemara, no, Amrei Mande, Ayo Shiyule Shayo. The person who comes late, he's going to walk in, he's going to ask, oh wait, what's going on? Why this person is? And then he's going to have it clarified for him, so he's never going to come to the faulty conclusion that people are disrespecting the Torah or doing something wrong. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Shalachle Rabba Berei Deravagur of Yosef. Hilchasamai. So what's the halacha in regards to how we divide up these aliyos when it comes to the ma'amad? So Shalachle Hilchasa Doleg. Rav Yosef sent back, the halacha is that you are doleg, meaning that you go back and say the last pasuk, and that's what you're going to do. V'emtzai dolgan, and it's the middle reader who's going to go back, meaning the second of the three readers. Again, what we do on Rosh Chodesh, that the second of the three readers is going to go back, and it wouldn't be the third or anyone else, it would be the middle guy, and there's a few reasons given for that in Rishonim, but it's always the middle guy who's going to be the one to go back. Then we said in the Mishnah, Zaka kol sheyesh bo musaf. So we said the general rule is any day on which there is musaf, it's going to have four aliyos. So ibayilu, tainas tzibor bekama. How many aliyos do we have when it's a fast day? So now we know that we have three, but the Gemara is trying to figure this out for sure. So Rosh Chodesh, umoe di'ika karbon musaf darba. Aval hacha deleka karbon musaf lo. So do we say that? No, it's only Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed which have a karbon musaf, so that's when we have four aliyos. But Tainus Tibor doesn't have a karbon musaf, so that's why it's going to be different. O Dilma, hachanami ika musaf tefila. Or maybe here, since we have an addition to tefila, meaning because we have this prayer of Anenu, so maybe that's enough to go ahead and have me have four aliyos on a fast day. So we're going to have to come and bring proofs to try to figure out conclusively whether we have three or four aliyos on a fast day. So Tashma Kamanir Pruparashi Chadash Vuchol Shamoid Koronarba Hatanis Tibor Gimel. Our Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh and Chomoid we have four aliyos, and it clearly does not say a fast day has four aliyos, so we see that a fast day would be in the group of three. But this is not a proof, because says the Gemara, Imarashi, look at the beginning of the Mishnah, which says, Bashinu Vachamishi, Bashabis Mimincha, Koron Gimel, that on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, we have three aliyos, which also, Ha'atanas Tibor Arba, leaves out the fast day. So fast day would maybe go into the group of four. El Meha, Lekal Mashmimine, we can't learn anything from over here. Okay, we will pick up next time from the next proof of the Gemara to try to figure out whether we have three or four aliyos by a Tainas Tibor. This is Daf Chaf Beis, and Alfred, everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.